Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a son. Behold, that is take notice. Anytime you are beholding something, it's not just to look at it, but to, you know, take hold, identify what that thing you are looking at is supposed to communicate. Say, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Man. Now, that's a paternity challenge. I mean, we can identify that's a big paternity challenge. So today we'll be looking at the concept of fatherhood. Let's lift up our hands to God and cry to God, Father, fulfill your fatherhood in me. There is something called fatherhood. A virgin shall conceive who will claim paternity, but nonetheless, a child shall be born. So what is it about fatherhood that makes a virgin bring forth? For God said, behold, I will give you a sign myself. What you don't understand about fatherhood, I will open it up for you so that you will know that fatherhood is possible even with a virgin. Father, we thank you. May we truly derive grace and find help. Let your fatherhood be manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's give God a hand clap. And we have the sitting presence and welcome to God's house. The concept of fatherhood. Concept is an idea, view, notion, thoughts, whatever you can call it. We are so used to fatherhood that it's not a foreign idea to us, except that we need an understanding of the truth of fatherhood. How many sons does God have? Some said only one. I didn't say children, but don't forget. Don't forget. Sorry, I didn't say children. Okay. How many sons? Praise God. All right. I let me put this forward to you. Anytime, and I want to share also in respect to Bible, to Sunday school. You see, no teacher should not ask you what is not taught, right? Teacher should not ask you what is not taught, right? So anytime you want to answer Bible question, all right, don't just like just bring it out. You know what I'm saying? If you do that, you may be lucky, but it's a guess. You know, I don't want you to construct life like that, because you won't log just run out. Then there'll be one day you just say it and you really be wacky, right? So don't do that. Don't do that. Be think well and then bring it out with the Bible to support it. That's the best way to, like in law, right? I can't just say I'm not guilty, right? Or they can't just charge me. There must be something I did. They must quote my violation. They must tell me section so. This is what you did according to section so. So if I'm going to say I'm not guilty, I can't just say trust me. I remember when we wanted to buy a car. There we go. Well, we just came to this country then, and then, you know, somebody said, I don't need money to pay. I said, really? Just go there. They will give me. Anyway, I went there. The guy said, you have credit? I said, yes, I have a credit. Somebody just told me about a $200 credit card from Capital One, and I've been paying it for 3 or 4 months. So the guy said, do you have credit? I said, yes, yes. He said, okay, let me know your credit. Then the guy came and said, you don't have a credit, Joe. Then he said, you need a guarantee. You need somebody to co-sign for you. I said, no, God is my co-signer. You know what the guy said? He said, leave God out of this. Oh my God. He said, no. Leave God out of this. They can't trust, we can't trust you. Now, this is the point, and this is the point I want to educate and help you with, okay? No, let's do it. You know, we tried, and I don't want to, like, beat that down, right? We tried, you know? But always look for, think about the scripture that will support your point. And that's a proof that you are secured in your response. Does that make sense? So because if I tell you you are wrong, you may put you on the spotlight, right? And you don't want to like be treated like that. You get what I'm saying? All right. Let's go quickly let's see the sons of God according to the scriptures. And let's see how they came about. Luke chapter 1 verse 35. Because we are talking about the concept of fatherhood today. All right? And please, don't let that stop you from, if you ask any questions, say, I'm not going to say anything. All right, so challenge yourself, all right? Just I want us to be very spiritual and Bible-based church. When I was in college, I told my friends, I said, anything you want to tell me, support it with the Bible. In fact, I almost said, let's have a Bible says club. Bible says club. Anything you want to say, if you say good morning to me, show me where it is in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, my sister. And let's you know, you can't survive without the word. All right, you cannot. There's no joke around it. Right. Now see what the Bible says here. And the angels answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, because of that thing that happened to you, also that only thing which shall be born of thee shall be called who? So, number one. That's one, right? It's not the first one, but it's one of them. Then let's go to Luke chapter 3, verse 38. Luke chapter 3, verse 38. The genealogy of man, if you trace it from around, almost at the beginning of that chapter, he began to talk about the genealogy of Jesus Christ. And he traced it way down. Glory to God. Read your Bible. Can I say you secret? You know, when you want to read scriptures like this, it makes you say, I don't have time for this, or you just want to walk. I did that many times. You just say, he begat. There's no sense in that. My people, there is power in it. The Bible is so powerful that if you look at the generation of it, there is a great meaning in it. And he traced it up to Enoch, which was the son of Enoch, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was who?
Son of God.
Let's give God the anchor. So this morning we're looking at the concept of fatherhood. Now, these two sons, how did they come about? Who fathered them? Yeah, they don't have father like we do. Two of us. Yeah, we shouldn't be like confused around that, right? We know. Clean. Yeah. So don't try to figure that in the Bible. The Bible already said it. Which was the son of, and their God, their father is not here. And the God is the upper G, not lower G. So there is a concept concerning fatherhood. So quickly, let's look at the attributes of a father. So we see here that fatherhood is not so much as a title held or a badge, but a serialization that culminates into you being that. Praise the Lord. There is something that constitutes your being a father. For a long time, I struggled. I thought maybe being called dad spiritually, like my somebody calling you or saying you're my spiritual dad. I almost thought maybe we should not be saying that until I didn't understand. Because truly, we do need spiritual dad or spiritual parents or spiritual father. Take the issue of parents out of it. Because if you're talking about parents, you'll be looking at mother and father, right? But truly, we want to look at it. What constitutes fatherhood? And why would Jesus and Adam not have regular fathers like we do? Let's take note that regular fathers is not all there is about fatherhood. Did you catch that? Yeah. I shared with the workers in the workers training. You know, thank God for my dad. We love him. We bless God for his life. But he lives too short. He lives too short. That I don't even know him like that. And my youngest brother was 6 months old. I was 5. I can't even remember anything he does. Or he did, rather. You know. So if that was all that is fatherhood, then I should have died. We shouldn't even be here. Okay. So there is something that constitutes fatherhood about which, even though he was not here, we yet were not lacking fatherhood. My auntie that I live with also think the situation didn't quite help. God bless her. No regret. Our husband didn't live with her. You know, that arrangement is quite, now with a flashback, I can't understand why they did that, but they were living in different cities. The man would just come one day and just go back and done. So I never knew what daddy does at home. Oh, if you guys that have fathers, you know, it's, oh, daddy's coming. It's nothing like that. The only person that comes is mom. The concept of fatherhood. So let's see quickly the attributes of a father. As a matter of fact, the word father in Hebrew is Abba. I'm sure you know that. Let's see quickly. Galatians chapter 4 verse 6. Galatians chapter 4 verse 6. It says, and because ye are sons, adopted into the kingdom of God. Did you see that? Because ye are sons, God did something, or put it this way, because of something God did, you became. Did you catch that? So if you flip it back, right? He said, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son. Hallelujah. Remember the song that we read about? How did it come about? By the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. Right? We'll go there. He said, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, so that as he could call God Abba, so you also now can do what? Call God Abba. So it was a becoming on our part because of what God did. The word Abba is a Hebrew word. In Greek, it is pater. That's where you got paternity from. My paternal grandmother, my paternal grandfather. That's where paternity, when people want to check who is the father, they claim the one with the paternity test. It's a Greek word. And this is what it means. The initial source of it is to author. You know the word author? That's why plagiarism is a crime, because it's a proprietary thing when you author something. And the best way to describe it is by this. You see, you cannot replicate that. You can do your own look, but what came out of me can't come out of you. Give God the answer. That's that. You see, all of us can do But we bring forth different.
Hallelujah. Give God the answer.
That's fatherhood. It means source or spring, where something is derived or issued. That's where we are. We like the reality of our earthly father. You know, you can't, you know, that's too genuine. You know, it's too genuine, as in, you know, the reality of it is so real. We call it my natural father. But that's just one outlook. And as a matter of fact, like for some of us, it may be unnecessary, except that it brought us forth. Did you catch that? Yeah. You may not do more than that. I know if nothing, for my youngest brother, my dad did not more than that, right? But that does not mean it's not a father. It's just one angle. One small turn. About which it will be untrue for him, with due respect, to claim wholesome paternity. You catch that? Because he didn't do more than to bring forth. Say, I will do more than that. Yeah, we should do more than that. Sorry, he died in an accident. It was not designed, but you can see how narrow that outlook could be and how much people can survive if that does not exist. And that's why you cannot reside in the fact that I had no father. No. The fact that that biological father didn't do more than that does not preclude you from deriving what? Fatherhood. It's a concept of fatherhood. Give God the hand clap. It also means source, a spring. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 28 and 29. See what the Bible says here. Acts chapter 17, verse 28 and 29. For in him we live, and move, and have our being. And as certain also, as some of your words have said, for ye are also what? His offspring. For as much then as we are what? Offspring of God. Where we issued out from, or where we proceeded. We ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven heart of man's device. It means nourisher, sustainer, protector, upholder. Let's quickly look at how the virgin brought forth, or how Adam was formed. Can I tell you something? See what Jesus Christ said here. Luke chapter, John chapter 8. John chapter 8. I'll read from verse 38. Look at fatherhood here. Let us be awake, okay? Let's be very awake. You think fatherhood is gender, male, female? Say, forget it. Say, forget it.
Forget it.
Yeah, we'll see it now. You may be a female gender, or be fatherly. Amen. Be what?
Fatherly.
Yeah. We'll see it now. See what the Bible says. So we are looking at it from the concept of fatherhood, not gender. He said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen of your father. Oh my God. Different that, poor that, rich that. But do you notice the graphic of those two fathers? One is uppercase. Now, take notice of that. Jesus was talking here about two fathers, or two children derived from two fatherhood, or that are being nourished. And he was talking to, oh my God, he was talking to the Jews. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you are Abraham's children, say, I do what my father does. Can I tell you something? We'll get there. Whoever overshadows you, delivered. Whatever overshadows, we'll look at that word overshadow. There's an empowering, an overpowering influence that reproduces its type in us. My people, that's what I mean. You see it now. Let's look at it. Let's go on. You know, oh, check what drives you. See what it says. Look, I'm going now. We'll look at verse 40. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Oh my God. Ye do the deeds of your father. 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 Then said to him, we be not born of fornicators. Fornication. We know our father. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Look at verse 44. Fatherhood. Ye are of your father. Who? Okay. Did he pregnant their mom? Oh, say fatherhood. Oh, say fatherhood. Ye of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. And he is a liar. And the father of it. My dear family, I have a very short time. How did God birth Adam and how did he birth Jesus? Let's look at the birth of Jesus, fatherhood. Let's go back to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. My dear family, you bring forth after what you are made of, what overshadows you. Whatever brutes the outcome of your activity, fathered that nature. Have you left people? He said, and the angels answered and said unto her, look, insemination is just is the natural physical outcome in this environment. It's not all there is about paternity. It's not all there is about what? Yeah. It's just to trace your stock, not to trace your type. Ye of your father, the devil. Judas was not the son of the devil, was the son of Iscariot. That's what the Bible called him. Except what overshadowed him, destroyed him. Let's stand up on our feet. You, whatever overshadowed you, fathered you. See what the Bible says here? He said, I will show you a sign. A virgin shall conceive. And when that child, how did that virgin came about to conceive? The Bible says, the Holy Ghost came upon her and overshadowed her. In the sense of that child, the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost is to bring forth a male child. Can I tell you something? If whatever God wants to come out of you, it can be in ministry, it can be in career. My people, my daughter making that excellent feat. My sister, the mother said, when we thought all was all gone, there's nothing else to receive.
God said there's more.
Now, that feat is an overshadowing of God. Praise God. Are you here, my people? Whatever overshadow your activity, whatever breathing you. You remember the soil, how Adam was formed? It was from the soil of the ground, the Bible says. But I will say, that word overshadow actually means to be enveloped with the creative means of power. The word translated in Greek to that overshadow is to be enveloped with a brilliance of light that make that cause alteration to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a creative outcome. That word overshadowed there is a creative outcome. So that if God wants you to become the wisest man on earth, Shaga, when he overshadows you, the outcome, when you come out after what God had in mind.
Hallelujah.
Keep God in hand clap. When he took the soil of the ground, there was an outflow from God. Can I tell you simply like this? He that dwelleth under the shadow of the Almighty, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty, shall abide under the shadow of God. My dear family, can I tell you something? Something is passing what we do. If an evil spirit overshadow a person, he will bring forth like Judas. Bible says Satan entered. Say, not me. Can I? You know, I have to close. He said, so that only thing which shall be derived from you, which shall be derived from you. My prayer is that when God will look on you, you know, when that thing came out, many there be that sought to kill that child. You remember the story of Herod? That's why we have to pray for Moses this morning. Because he heard it. He hadn't seen it. They just came to him and said, oh, we heard that. We saw tomorrow. He said, where is he that was be born? King of the Jews. Oh, and that began to make him feel bad because he heard it. That's why we can't leave that alone like that. Are you here? Oh, my people, you are weak. Something just gracious happened to you. You share it with people. Demand that they pray with you. Don't just say it and walk away. As you walk away, you don't know how many have. You think it's just that person that heard it. It may not even mean to. It may not even mean I'm against you. But a notice has gone out. Are you here? Say, I won't break forth after the wind. In the name of Jesus. Let's lift up our hands to God. I cry to God, Lord, let your Holy Spirit Lord, my soul.
Let your Holy Spirit come and change my soul. Every situation that I show
I want you to pray to make that which shall come out of me be called a product by God. Let everything that will come out of me in my career, father everything that says about me. Father everything about me, Lord. Let God father your ministry. Let God father your career, my people. Let God father your marriage. Lord, you overshadow us. Let God father our home, my dear family. Oh, people bring forth after what overshadowed them. He said, ye do the bits of your father, the devil. You know why? He's the one that father their activity. But God will not father them. Satan will not father your activity. Oh, my God. God, we father the activity that happens in our homes in the name of Jesus. Whatever Bible says, every tree not planted by my father shall be uprooted. I want you to cry to God, God, whatever about me that you did, Father, that is not by your overshadowing, that is not by the envelope of your brilliance, that is not your creation, concerning you. Uproot it, my dear family. That is fatherhood. Whatever overshadow a person that derives from which that product is derived, is the father. He's the father. God will give back to grace and might and honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Source, where did this come from?
Why did I do this? Who is he? Who caused it?
Father, we thank you. Daddy, we talk to you this morning. Let nothing be found among us but that which you did in us. In the name of Jesus. That in any area wherein we need your overpowering, overshadowing to bring forth, Lord, in career, in marriage, in ministry, the product that we can call a son of God. In this case, he was a son, but whatever God overpowers becomes the product of God. Adam was a product of God. Jesus was a product of God. Those were the two men in scripture about which there is a breath that proceeded out of God to bring back to them. In many other areas also, the breath of God is still upon things that are passed by God. Daddy, let that be our true experience. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's keep ready hand clap.
So much. Hallelujah.